This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM Mini. Hopefully everything's going good and grand in your neck of the woods, especially during these very interesting and somewhat strange times. Now, I have to tell you, I wanted to have this conversation for quite a while, and I really thought that this might be the week of doing this. And I know that sometimes people go, well, we have to have these themed concepts and themed months and talk about certain things only during certain times. And I just don't know if I feel comfortable with that. I look at it more and more and go, maybe we should have conversations, not because they're themes, but more often, to keep the conversation alive. So today, I would really just like to take a moment and talk about being depressed and depression and how it happens. Now, I know that sometimes people look at it and go, well, why would you want to talk about that? Because in what we do for work, it's not very uncommon, but people don't want to talk about it. I look at this more and more as I get to speak to several safety professionals throughout the U.S., sometimes the world. And I look, this is something that we don't talk about, but we should. We know that your job is not easy. We know together here that what we do for work is extremely difficult. Some people might look at you as the safety police officer, the safety cop, as some people say. They know that they are only contacting you when something goes wrong, or you appear only when something goes wrong, according to certain people's point of view. And that has an impact on you and me as individuals. We take that back home with us. Sometimes we take it back to those hotel rooms that we're staying on the road. We take it back into that virtual room where we're all alone. Most organizations only have one safety person through location, or even one safety person for multiple locations. And some people say, well, no one's an island. Yeah, I know that. We can talk about that for a moment. But how does that impact you? How do you handle that? Who do you communicate with about those issues? I mean, sometimes you get to see some of the most difficult things inside of an organization. And then the other part that a lot of people don't discuss is sometimes you take this stuff back home with you. And yes, I know we can sit around and say, oh, there's this invisible barrier that the moment I walk into my house, things change. I would love to say that's true, but you and I both know that that's not how it goes. We would love to leave work at the door, but we don't, because of how deeply we care. So I look at it and I talk about it and I have the discussion about it and I go, what do you do about depression? About these things affecting you? How do you have the conversation? And the more I look into this information and talk about it, I realize that it is a conversation that most people won't feel free about having, and that's okay. But I think that if we have it as a community, as a group, it is something that we can realistically talk about and maybe even discuss in a public setting. And I know some people just only want to talk about it during themed months. And I just don't think that that's the right time. So what I would tell to you, and what I do myself, is I like this one particular website that I look at all the time. And this website is called To Write Love on Her Arms. Or you can just put in TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. Now, I want to be extremely clear here. They are not a sponsor of a show. So I don't want you to think that I'm trying to tie in a sponsor to this, because that's not the case. But they have really good resources on their website and talk a lot about this information. And I think that if you take a look at some of the stories that are there and some of the resources that are available, it can really change some of the things that you look at, how some of the outcomes are. Don't get me wrong. A friend of mine told me not too long ago that a lot of safety people are in the misery business. We deal with injuries, deaths, and a lot of things that are normally going wrong inside of the organization. I know we can have the conversation about agent of change, but we're talking now about you. How do you handle this? So if you do get a moment, I would love for you to go to the website, TWLOHA.com. Take a look around, get some information that is there, read along, or talk to other people that are inside of the same business that you do. Talk to your friends. Talk to your spouse. Have these conversations out loud. Don't let this be that secret enemy that people put inside of the closet. Have this discussion of what's going on. Don't let this shame you. There's no need to be shamed by it. It's part of life. And sometimes people have a very difficult time talking about this, but it shouldn't be that way. And if anything, I have to tell you that I am ashamed that I have waited this long to have this conversation. If anything, we should have had this conversation a long time ago. Maybe that's where we pick up next time. Anyways, thank you for taking a listen to what we have going on here today. Remember the website, TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms, or TWLOHA.com. I really do care about you. I really hope that you do look into some of these resources. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.